Okay, so have you ever been in a situation, dating someone and things are going great, and then bam, they just completely, I don't know, go
Oh
sideways?
yeah, we've all been there. It's like walking through a field of landmines. You never know what's going to set things off.
Exactly. And that's why today we're doing a deep dive on boundaries, specifically in dating, because let's be real, that's where things can get really complicated really fast.
No kidding. Feelings are heightened. Expectations are flying around. It's a recipe for disaster if you're not careful.
Right. And that's why this blog post, Tight Lines, caught my eye.
Oh.
The author, who calls herself the Mindful Modern Mistress.
I like her already.
Right. She's got this whole vibe. Anyway, she uses her own experiences to kind of break down why holding on to your boundaries is so important. Like, it's one thing to set them, but actually sticking to them, that's the real challenge.
It's like that saying, the proof is in the pudding. You can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk, especially when things get tough?
Totally. And she talks about this idea of attention test for boundaries, which I thought was super interesting.
Oh, I love that analogy. It's like you wouldn't trust a rope without testing its strength first, right?
Exactly. So how strong are your boundaries when they're put to the test?
Because anyone can say all the right things, but it's how they act when they don't get their way that really reveals their true character.
Okay, so spill the tea. What happened with this mindful mistress? So she meets this guy, and things seem to be going well, and then he discloses he is HSV2.
Wow, okay, see, that's huge. The fact that he was upfront about it says a lot about him. Most people would shy away from that conversation, you know?
Right. Like, good for him for being honest about it from the get-go.
Exactly. Transparency is key, especially when it comes to health and intimacy.
Totally. And she's open to continuing to see where things go, but she's also very upfront about wanting to take things slow, given, his disclosure.
Okay, that makes sense. It's all about open communication and setting those boundaries early on.
Exactly. And they actually talk about it like they have a whole conversation about how they're going to navigate intimacy, which is really mature of them. But then,
Uh-oh, there's always a but then, isn't
oh,
there?
there's a big but then. You see, they end up in a hot tub. Because of course they do.
Yeah.
And that's where things get a little dicey.
Oh boy, here comes the tension test in action.
Right. Like, talk about a recipe for things to escalate quickly. And
Yeah.
that's exactly what happens. He starts pushing for sex.
Oh no, really? After they had the conversation and everything.
Yep, and not just sex, but unprotected sex, which, remember, they'd already discussed, and she was very clear about her boundaries.
Wow, that's not good. It's like he completely disregarded their entire conversation and just went straight for what he wanted.
Yeah, and you can almost feel her internal struggle in this moment. You know,
Yeah.
she's attracted to him, the mood is set, but at the same time, that little voice inside is probably screaming, "Red alert! Red alert!"
Oh, that inner voice is crucial. It's like our built-in bullshit detector, you know? We've all got one, but sometimes we choose to ignore it, hoping for the best, and that can be a recipe for disaster.
Okay, so what happens next? Does she hold firm, or so she like totally shuts him down, right? Like reminds her, hey, we talked about this.
Which, good for her, seriously, because in that moment, with everything going on, to be able to stand her ground, that takes guts.
Total power move. But here's where it gets kind of, I don't know, pathetic. His reaction is so not what you'd want from like a grown man.
And this is how you know why. This is where the mask comes off. Because someone who's genuinely respectful, they don't freak out when you say no.
Oh no, it gets worse. He totally like clams up, gets all quiet and distant, and
Oh, it's
then
vanished.
like a magician.
Gone, ghosted. Which, come on, that's such a cop out.
The ultimate disappearing act. It's
Yeah.
like, I don't want to deal with this, so I'm just gonna peace out. And you know what's funny? She even says in her blog, normally she hates ghosting, thinks it's totally immature, which duh.
Because it is. It's basically saying your feelings don't matter enough for me to even give you a lousy text.
Right. But in this case, she was almost relieved, which I get it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because it's like bullet dodged. He showed his true colors, proved he wasn't actually interested in a relationship built on, respect. He just wanted what he wanted, and when it was clear he wasn't going to get it, bye-bye.
It's like that saying, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice.
Shame on me.
Yeah.
Exactly. He had his chance. She set her boundaries. He couldn't handle it. End of story.
It's all about trusting your gut.
Right.
She even admits she had a weird feeling, but ignored it, hoping for the best.
We've all been there. You think maybe I'm overthinking it, trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, but usually.
It's like our inner voice is trying to save us from a world of hurt, but we don't always listen.
Totally. We need to start treating that inner voice like our best friend, the one who's always looking out for us, even when we don't want to hear it.
Right. Like, hey, inner voice, what's up? What am I missing here?
Exactly. Because 9 times out of 10, it's trying to tell us something important.
This whole deep dive into tight lines has been, I don't know about you, but kind of eye-opening for me.
Oh, absolutely. It's a good reminder that boundaries are crucial in any relationship, not just romantic ones.
Right. Like friendships, family, even at work.
Totally. And it's not always easy, but setting those boundaries and sticking to them, that's how you build healthy, respectful relationships.
It's like you're teaching people how to treat you by what you will and won't accept.
100%. And it's a journey, not a destination, right?
Yeah.
You learn as you go, and sometimes you have to adjust those boundaries along the way.
Totally. So as we wrap up this deep dive, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just remember, setting boundaries is a way of honoring yourself, your needs, and your values. It's about saying, this is important to me, and not being afraid to stand up for what you believe in.
Love that. It's like, know your worth, add tax, and don't settle for less.
Yes. Preach.
All right, everyone. That's it for this deep dive on tight lines. Until next time, remember to keep those boundaries strong, trust your gut, and don't be afraid to walk away from anything or anyone that doesn't respect your worth.